Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, Superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
All right, folks, 2 weeks in a row, Void Rivals number 2 is here with myself, TFG and Mike, and Jesse Early, a.k.a. Matrix Prime. Once again, we did a collaboration with his YouTube channel, and we are just reposting them here for pullbag episodes. Please enjoy them. We hope you do. This new universe that Skybound Entertainment, an imprint of Image Comics, is doing is really cool to us.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse. You may know me as Matrix Prime. I am joined by TFG1 Mike from GeekCastRadio.com. Hello?
That's right. Hello, hello. We are back.
Yes, we're here to talk about Void Rivals number 2. The creative team behind this issue is Kirkman, Felici, Lopez, and Wooten. Don't know for sure. If I screwed it up, let me know in the comments. Yep. Yes, like I said, we are here to talk about Void Rivals number 2. Before we jump into Void Rivals number 2, I want to touch on something from Void Rivals number 1. So as we talked about last time, when discussing that issue, we know that the initial run has sold out and there was a second printing. Mm-hmm. Turns out that second printing is also sold out and there's going to be a third printing.
That's amazing.
There is a picture of what that cover will entail on, what is this site that I shared with you?
This is LRM Online.
Yeah, LRM Online. Just like the second printing of issue number 1 featured Jetfire. This also features Jetfire, but in a more space-esque.
It's very action theme. Pose.
Action yeah. Pose, yeah. The design of him actually looks a little bit more detailed, sort of like a Japanese mecha, as opposed to the second printing cover, which was more Sunbow, I guess, design.
Yeah.
So I actually like that. It looks pretty cool to me.
Yeah, it looks awesome. It
reminds me of like a Macross mecha. Yeah. Which makes sense because that's what he is.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say because he originally started as a Macross thing. So again, I love that they are doing. I love that Kirkman and everybody over at Skybound that they are doing this Generation 1 stuff, but they're not just like they're finding so many different ways to do it to the point of, hey, this is Jetfire. Jetfire was originally Macross. Here's that kind of look, and here's the. I'm really excited about all this Skybound stuff. It's really freaking cool.
All right, well, let's kick this off. I got a quick synopsis here from ImageComics.com, so I wanted to read that really quick. Mm-hmm. It says, after the jaw-dropping reveal in the debut issue, everything Derek and Salila thought they knew about the Sacred Ring's never-ending war has changed. To deliver the truth back home, they must first get off this deadly planet by any means necessary. So that's pretty broad description there of the story that we've got here in this issue. Do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we start out with them. It kind of starts out with Derek or whatever you're supposed to say his name, where he's like getting the launch going or he's going to be going on this mission kind of thing. So it surprised me at first how this issue starts, because where we left the first issue, it was them stuck on the thing and Jetfire had left them stranded. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to pick right up from there to see how they get off the thing that they're doing. But we get kind of like an origin story for Derek here.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that as well. I was thinking kind of like you, we jump right back into the story. But yeah, we delve a little bit into his past here. We see the introduction of the Handroid.
Yeah.
Which is right there on page, right the very first page of the story. So that, I thought that was kind of cool. But so this sacred ring around the black hole. So that's where both of these separate groups are living?
I assume so, yes. That's the way it looks to me. Yeah, but yeah, because on page, this says location 8 of 25 in Comixology, but the page where it's the ring, it's the entire ring and the two colors. One color is Derek's side. The other color is Solila's side.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a very interesting planet. I don't know what we're, because it's a ring around a black hole. Like, it's not really like going to Mars or going to Venus or Saturn or something. I didn't want to say going to Uranus, because that would just be wrong. You know, so I don't know. Like, it reminds me of any sci-fi, but I'll say Star Trek or Star Wars or whatever, where you have, like, on a ship where you have, like, a tube that connects one end to the other end. Like, if you need to go from one side to the other side kind of thing, whatever those are called.
It's almost like a halo ring.
Pretty much, yeah. A little bit.
A halo ring or what's that movie with Matt Damon? Elysium?
Yeah, Elysium. Yes, yes, yes.
Very, very similar type thing.
Yeah. I like it. I like how they're showing us the two different sides of each of the people. Derek's the Agorians and the Zertonians. I have to remember that. And they show this weird thing of the gems in their heads and how they're supposed to combine sort of, but not really, like, to become one people or something.
Yeah. So that was one of the things I specifically wanted to call out. So they're on page 10. Again, I'm looking at this in Comixology as well.
Yep. Same thing.
I mean, the very last panel there says, and it's showing the two gems or jewels kind of combined together. And it says, what once was one must become whole again or perish. So my question to you is, what do you think that means?
I think something, and it kind of says, like, it doesn't really specifically state yet, like, what happened between these two people, but I think they were one entire people, one entire society. Something happened, somebody did something, somebody went evil, somebody decided to do some sort of weird, wacky idea, like, have Megatron be green in Generation 2, which is just weird as hell. You know what I mean? Like, it's something happened to where a divide was now created. And now what I think that bottom panel there is saying is, you have to come together as a people again and figure shit out. You know, it's kind of like, I love one of the only ads they ever did for the Marvel Netflix Defenders show. Was they had, like, a slowed down version of Come As You Are by Nirvana. And in that promo, Styx says, get your shit together. And every time I hear that in my head, I'm like, get you, you know, and this is one of those times where it's like, they have to get their shit together or else they ain't going to be around no more.
Right. I was just going to reference back to something that I mentioned in the last episode of this that we recorded from issue one, where this sort of reminded me very much of, and this is kind of going back to Macross or going back to Robotech, where it was the Micronians and the Zentradi, right? They're two very distinct, different people, because the Micronians essentially were humans here on Earth. The Zentradi were aliens, right, in space. But they were very, very similar, and they ended up coexisting and in some sense, living together, finding out that they have a lot more in common than what they had originally thought, or what had been passed down from generation to generation, telling them that they, you know, how they were very different, and how they're in speaking about the Zentradi, how they were far, far superior to the Micronians. But when it came down to it, they were pretty much exactly the same thing.
It's kind of like something happened here where somebody said, I don't want to play with these people anymore. They're evil. Kick them off my playground. Kind of like, again, some sort of weird ideology or something that happened where a split happened in society.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And what they're finding out is they've always told each race of people has always said about the other, like, that there are enemies, they're evil, they're this, they're that, they believe in, you know, Pepsi versus Coke, and, you know, Coke is great and Pepsi sucks, and what, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those types of things. But I'm loving seeing Derek and Solila, I'm loving seeing them kind of come together. Obviously they have to come together to get off where they are,
right?
This wacky planet.
Yeah, so after we get that panel, we're seeing Derek. Yeah. He's still in this spaceship of his that he was sent in to, I guess, this meteor. I'm still not entirely sure what it is that they were trying to retrieve from that. They mentioned something about the Zertonians having or rationing water.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's what they're seeking here on this asteroid or what exactly it is that they're going for. In any case, as you were saying, he's sent on this mission. And that's kind of where there's some sort of voice in his head, I guess, that's talking.
So, yeah, it's the what Salila says is, let's see, he says, that voice, I'd never heard anything like it, both artificial but also organic. It still haunts me. And she says, it was the voice of Zerta you heard. She speaks truth to those willing to listen. You know, Angorians don't believe in your myths and superstitions, Salila.
So is that, are the previous couple of panels where, I guess, like, where are we at here? There's where the Handroid is talking. So I guess on page 7?
Okay.
Is that where we're, the speech bubbles that we've got there, is this the person or the goddess Zerta yeah. that she's referring to?
Yeah, their salvation would be the sacred ring. The heavens quaked as generations were born living. Yeah, I assume this is that. Again, Mr. Kirkman, I'm sorry, sir. If we're wrong, we're wrong. But I assume that's what this is, because he's getting ready to go on this journey, and where, like, the big page where the ring is, if you guided view in, the peace maintained to create the ring would not last thousands of years united, non torn apart. Yeah. So I assume that's what it is.
Because the only other speech bubbles we've got on there are from the Handroid, and I don't think he's referring to the Handroid.
No, it's not the Handroid.
So I'm going to guess this is Zerta, and I'm guessing Zerta is some sort of mythical god, goddess, yep. something, some yep. all-powerful being.
Yeah, and the reason why I know that it's not the Handroid is because the Handroid's text is always all in orangish red, where he says on page
right
page 13, he says, damn it, don't do that. That's what he says, damn it, don't do that. I don't care for what you're implying, Derek. Like, that's the Handroid. I think you're right. The other speech bubbles, as he was getting ready, that was him hearing the voice. And then he told Salila that he heard this voice, and she told him what it was. And she basically told him that it's for people willing to listen. So he is willing to listen to that voice, I guess.
So you think it's like the Zerta character, this being, this thing, you think it is that she's referring to it being like some sort of all powerful being?
I assume so. I could be wrong, but I assume so.
Okay. So if that's your assumption, that's also mine. If that's your assumption, do you think this thing somehow ties into the Transformers lore as well?
I don't know, because I don't know if they're going to do, oh, hey, this is Zerta, sister of Unicron and Primus. That would be a little weird.
It could be a Quintesson.
You're not wrong. It could be. I mean, especially with what we get in this issue.
Right.
Like, I mean, I kind of saw some previews and things of this, but I hadn't read it until, like, literally right before we hit record. So I read the comic, and I'm like, oh, that was really cool. That was awesome. I love the – what I love about this is – I'm not normally like this, but what I love about this is it's two characters I know nothing about, and I'm learning about them as they go on their journey.
Yep.
But so far, we already have two things from Transformers that we already know, Jetfire and later in this issue, the Skuxoid.
Yep.
So it's like, hey, here's something completely brand new that you can sink your teeth in. Oh, by the way, we're going to tug at your heartstrings or tug at your geek brain and throw in some robots and some Skuxoids and whatever else. I love that they're doing this, because we're getting a taste of Transformers.
Yep.
I love how the slow build is.
Yep. We still have a couple of months yet before
October.
The Transformers. So, all right. So continuing on from there, right. They're starting to work on the spacecraft to get off this damn asteroid.
Yeah.
Or this planet that they're on.
Yeah.
So there's a number of different panels that show the number of days they've been working on this thing.
Yes.
And it goes up to day 20.
Yep.
I don't know if day 20 is actually the finished thing, because as we get to the next page from day 20, it doesn't show any more days beyond that. So that's my guess. That's quite a long time to be working on this thing to try to get off there.
Well, have you seen the size of this thing? It's it's pretty damn big. I mean, I'm surprised they can actually do the work on it, because when I saw page 15 and that panel where he says, "Well, you were right. It ain't much to look at." And I'm thinking, holy crap, what's Dr. Evil doing here? Because literally the back of it or the front of it or whatever, the bottom part of the panel, I'm like, that looks like something that was on a Little Mermaid castle on a VHS in 1988 or 1989. Literally, it looks very phallic to me, but I could be wrong.
Well, between day 10 and day 14, it doesn't look like they've done anything, because I think on day 10 is them. It's like they're sitting in the same position, right? On top of the ship?
Yep.
And they're just kind of hanging out there. So maybe they took a break. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. So, all right, let's go through this again. So we'll go back to where they say it won't be pretty, but it could work. Your design is sound. It will work, but it will be hideous. We get to day 6. You're stronger than you look. Day 10. It looks like you said, it's very much a background you would put on your desktop, because it's basically all stars and sky and just some landscape with them in shadow in the back. And then day 14, he says, "Wow, nice." Or she, yeah, he says, "Wow, nice. All I can think of are sorely needed resources soaring by, party pooper."
What I find interesting, though, is if you look back on, I guess, day 1 there, right, the nose of this thing, outside of where he's, I guess, welding, looks pretty solid. And then as you go to the next panel where it says page 6, or sorry, day 6, it's like split open. So like, what happened between there?
Yeah, I done look. Yeah, something happened there. Who knows?
Is it just continuity error, or did they try to launch this thing and it actually crashed down again?
Yeah, it looks like they've been working on it the whole time. It doesn't look like they tried, like, they finished it, like, literally by day 20, it's now finished kind of thing. So, who knows?
Quote finished, yeah.
Yeah, quote unquote finished.
Yeah, so by the time they get to day 20 here, they launch this thing, and it goes speeding off into space. I guess that is a planet that they're on? It's very not round?
It's a planet. It's like some sort of asteroid or something. I forget what they said in the first issue that they crashed on, because their other ship, because they had two ships.
Right.
He went on his journey. She went on her journey. They met up because their ships both. It's kind of like the Ark and the Nemesis crashing to Earth after the Nemesis is basically fighting the Ark and all of that in general. It's the only thing I can compare it to, kind of thing. But yeah, they basically say, hey, we have to work. If we don't work together, we're going to die. So we might as well work together, even though we don't like each other.
Yeah. So as they're going here through space, the handroid is giving them some information, and it's indicating that it will take them 12.4 years before they can reach the ring.
Yeah. Sorry. I love that. I love that whole line.
Yeah.
Trajectory is correct. My current speed. At current speed, like you said, we'll reach the sacred ring in 12.4 years. Sorry.
Yep. Yep. So as they're going, they encounter what they think is an asteroid, but they find out that it's actually following them.
Yep.
And I guess I can't tell from, so I'm looking here at page 19. I can't tell if this ship thing is like inside of the asteroid or if it's like just kind of hovering underneath it.
Do you remember the Skexoid from season 3?
So by the time we got to the end of this issue, right, I'm like, I'm looking at this thing and I've not watched season 3 of Transformers in quite a while.
Okay.
So the most recent thing that I have been involved with that this thing reminded me of is The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is. This looks like a pig.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Skuxoid, what is this? So I start reading online. I'm like, oh, it's like a lizard type thing. So as I'm looking at his face, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. So I started reading more about it. Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, it wasn't Transformers. So no, I didn't know. I did not remember as I was reading it. Recalled it after the fact as I read more about it. But no, I don't. Is this what their ship looked like in the episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So no, yeah. I didn't know anything about this.
Skuxoids are an intelligent reptilian species that often sell their services to the highest bidder as mercenaries for credits. They have scaly skin and stand about half as tall as the average transformer. They tend to use large asteroid ships as their primary mode of transport. So, yeah, their ships look like asteroids.
So, yeah, they essentially get pulled in. I don't know if it's these little claws that are on here that they grab them, I guess, because that's what we're seeing on in this page here. Once they're inside, right, they get out of their spaceship, start to investigate, and they run into a Skuxoid. Now, the Skuxoid is the race, the species, right? It's not the name of the character.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is a, yeah. So he says, or yeah, it's a he or she maybe. Now surrender to
all. I got
to
comment on that.
Yeah, well, we will. Now surrender, you and all your possessions, or I don't know, is claimed by Skuxoid. I don't think it's the name of the, yeah, I don't think it's, oh, their ships are called Rockeroids.
Rockeroids, okay.
Yeah. Skuxoids, I'm trying to see if there was, oh, Corey Burton did the voice for the Skuxoid, and yeah, it was hired by the Quintessence to cause an explosion at the Galactic Olympics. So it's in he's in Five Faces of Darkness and in other things. But yeah, so it just says the Skuxoid, but yeah, I think they actually do have names. Skuxoid is the actual name of the race, I think. I could be wrong. I don't know, folks. I've only been doing this for 15 years. You think I would know better, right?
Yeah. The word is possessed, by the way.
Is it? Really?
Possessed, yes. It says, now surrender, you and all you possess is claimed by
Skuxoid. Oh! I'm done. I retire. I can't do this shit anymore.
I mean, you could say posses or something.
posses. Well, I was going to say something else, but...
So I got a question about this guy. Maybe we got the same question or the same same thought here. Why is he wearing a chastity belt?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way they wanted to design him.
I mean, you think someone's gonna find this key or what?
Oh God. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. That's. It looks like a chastity belt and a skirt at the same time.
Yeah, because like, I guess there is, because right, his or him, her, whatever it is, it's like a very, very like a rocky reptilian look, like for the rest of its body. But then you get to whatever it's wearing, like this belt, and then you see like a
it's like a skirt.
Yeah, it's like a cloth or leather or something like hanging off of it. Yeah. I guess I don't know what this is.
I don't know. And I don't think I want it. Like, I don't want any more graphic details. Thank you. Cause you know, that's, hey, issue two cliffhanger with a Skuxoid. That's that. If that doesn't bring people in, I don't know what will.
Yeah. So that's the end of issue two. My question to you is, so, we've got August, September, and then Transformers October. Comes out in October. Mm-hmm. So we have two more issues of this. Do you think this will at all lead into issue one of Transformers, or do you think it's just going to be completely separate until at some point in the future it comes together?
I don't know, because they're setting up this new universe and they're setting up various things in order to get the Skybound Transformers universe set up. It's the Energon universe. I have no idea how, like, Jetfire could come back. Jetfire could not come back. The Skuxoid, you know, who knows? I'm not sure how. I assume the again, assuming is not good, folks. It makes an ass out of you and me, and mostly me. But it's one of those things where I'm assuming that Daniel Warren Johnson is going to start his own story, his own way, however he wants to. Maybe they'll insert some sort of previously on page, or if you saw Jetfire in Void Rivals. You'll like, who knows? I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know either. I would like to see kind of as we get to the end of issue four, maybe there's some tie in to the introduction of Transformers, but yeah. I would also, I guess I wouldn't I would not be opposed to them just kind of starting just fresh, clean slate for issue one of Transformers either. But at some point, right, we got to see Jetfire, you know, come together with the rest of the Autobots, I would think.
Yeah, I would assume.
But yeah, I personally, I could go either way with how they do this. But I'm curious to see what other Transformer type characters or things we might encounter within these next two issues as we ramp up to issue one of Transformers.
Yeah, absolutely. I am very excited for this stuff. It's very fun and interesting, and it's not just your standard sci-fi fae. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not really. Like, it's learning about new characters. It's learning about a new story. It's interesting to me, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we're going to see more of the Skuckzoid in issue 3, I would think.
I mean, he's on the cover, isn't he?
No, that's a printing. That's the second printing.
Oh, that's the second printing for issue 2, and then Jetfire. Yep. Okay, yeah.
But I mean, if we're only getting one shot of him here, I would presume we're going to see more of him in the next issue. But maybe there'll be other Transformer related characters in issue 3. Who knows?
Maybe.
But I'm very curious to see where this goes from here. I did feel like this issue was a little bit slower than the first one, simply because we got some backstory there, and they spent a lot of time just fixing the, or quote unquote, kind of rebuilding, not really fixing, the rocket that they took off in. But maybe issue 3 will pick up a little bit more. That's kind of where what I'm looking forward to, anyways, or wanting to see.
I kind of like the slow burn build. I'm kind of enjoying getting to know Derek and Salila and what they're doing. Like, it's basically two people stranded and they have to figure out not only the car insurance and, you know, whatever Gecko and Allstate you're going to go with, but you know what I mean? Like, it's character building without speeding past the characters kind of thing.
See, that's my biggest issue with comics, though, right? Because you wait a month.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, brand new issue. I get how many pages is this? It's really like 20.
It's like 28, I think.
So I've got like 25 pages in total. Yeah,
25.
But if I don't look at like the letters in the back, right? Skuckzoid is on like page 21, and it actually starts on page 3. So that's like 18 pages.
Yeah.
So I wait a whole month to get to 18 pages of the next part of the story, and it's like, it's too slow. It's got to speed up. Because now you're going to maybe wait a whole nother month to get, what, another 18 pages of the story?
So this is why, for the longest time, over on the pull bag, or as we are talking with this being in the pull bag as a whatever, I always wait for trades. I will always wait for the collected edition. But because this is new and this is completely new, like setting up a new thing, a new this, a new that, a new Transformers, I'm perfectly fine because it gets me excited for something. Like, I'm really looking forward to issue 3, which is coming out August 16th, and then issue 4, September 20th, and then issue 5, October 18th. According to the Image Comics website. And I was looking here because I wanted to see if there were other variant covers for issue 3. And so far it's just the main one with whatever carrot, whatever green carrot. I don't think that's Botanica. I don't think they're pulling a Beast Machines on us with that issue 3 cover. I think that's another new character to this series. But again, I'm really interested in it. I think it's cool. It's fun. Not your normal Batman, Punch Joker, Superman, get rid of the kryptonite. And I know the Superman stories and Batman stories can be in-depth and whatever else, but it's, again, setting up that new universe.
Right. I mean, it's got me hooked. I'm interested in wanting to, read the next issue.
Wait.
I just hate waiting. So when did you say issue 5 comes out? October 16th? Is that what you said?
August 16th is issue 3, September 20th is issue 4, And then issue 5 was October 18th.
October 18th, okay. Yep. So, yeah, Transformers number 1 is October 4th. So we get like almost 2 weeks before.
Yeah, in betweener. So, yeah. So, again, that's why I think Daniel Warren Johnson is going to start Transformers. However, I don't think it's going to directly tie into this. They may mention it. But I think this is supposed to stand on its own. It's not supposed to have a direct correlation to the new series, even though it probably will at some point.
Yeah. Yep. So like I said, I enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next one. I just wish it was not quite as slow.
I liked the pace. I thought the pace was fun. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. So as I mentioned here at the top, I think I mentioned it, this initial run here sold out. A second printing is also coming out. The cover will feature Skuxoid. So cool. Spoiler warning.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
But yeah, so I'm wondering if that will sell out just like issue number 1 did, and we'll get a third printing of this.
Hey, I hope it does. I honestly do, because, I mean, I know comics has been hurting for the last couple of years, obviously because of the pandemic and everything else, but I love seeing this and anything that I, you know, that we enjoy succeed, because we want to see more of it. We want to be able to go to it and say, hey, you know, this is going to be continuing, or this is going to be whatever kind of thing, so...
Yep.
Very cool.
All right. So I think that's it. I guess any additional closing thoughts?
No. Looking forward to issue 3.
All right. So
August 16th is right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. I mean, we're already at the end of July. So at least as of recording this.
In July, podcasts grow there.
As you're listening to this, it'll probably already be August. But.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we're probably plugs. Actually recording the next episode now. Anyway, the time they hear it.
Plugs. You got anything to plug?
I got a lot of stuff to plug. I don't know where to put the plugs, but geekcastradio.com. We are, as of this recording, we are one day away from the deadline to submit your top 100 toys lists to be included in our top 100 toys countdown. But by the time you hear this, that deadline will be way past. So we've got that coming up. On the pullbag, we've got this and other things. We do Radiant Black. We do TMNT. We do Transformers stuff. We do all kinds of stuff. You can find me on most social medias as TFG1Mike. On Instagram, it's TFG1Mike Presents. I'm kind of getting tired of social media because I can't keep up with... Like, I've had Facebook and Twitter for years, but... I joined Instagram in 2019. Okay, that's fine. Now there's Blue Sky and Threads and this and that. I'm like, there's too much. Just it's all too much. Just stop. So yeah. And like I said before, check out geekcastradio.com. We've got 14, 15 years content, over 3,000 released episodes, I think.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah.
All right, you can check me out on YouTube. I'm at youtube.com/matrix_prime. If you're listening to this or watching this, you're already there, so be sure to subscribe. I am no longer on Twitter. I deleted that account, which was pretty sad because I've been on there since 2006.
Yep.
It's actually not Twitter anymore. It's X, so yep, not there. But you can find me on Blue Sky. If you are on Blue Sky, I am at jesseearly.bsky.social. So you can find me there. If you're not on Blue Sky, I do have some invites. I can send them to you. I think that's all I'm going to promote there. So, yeah, I think that's it for now. Yeah, so I guess in closing, looking forward to issue 3. Really looking forward to Transformers number 1. Oh, by the way, I did want to get your thoughts on something really quick before we signed off. The trailer for Transformers and G.I. Joe that was released. What do you think of that?
What trailer?
The comic trailer. I think you even posted it on Twitter.
Oh, did
it?
Yeah. Oh, the...
Before I deleted my account.
it's going to be interesting.
They came out of Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'd have to go back and look, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, I can put it down in the description here for the video, but I believe this came out of Comic-Con that just recently happened, San Diego Comic-Con. But they released a quote-unquote trailer that had some motion graphics on there of both Transformers as well as G.I. Joe. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm liking them. Like we said in the first episode of this that we did for your lovely YouTube channel, that I'm liking that they're trying their, again, new company, new starting point, not a reboot, not a redo, just a completely new start that is probably going to start with Generation 1, but a new shared universe, the Energon universe, and I'm really digging what I've seen so far, and I can't wait to dig into the G.I. Joe stuff and the Transformers stuff and all the stuff Skybound Entertainment's going to do.
Same. Just going to cost me more money, but... All right, so I think that's it. Until issue 3 comes out, this is Jesse signing off. Thank you for joining me, Mike.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care, everyone.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
Well, it all began about 9 million years ago.
Oh, great. It's gonna be one of those long stories.